Thursday, the 29th of February. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So today, I want us to talk a little bit about tomorrow. Tomorrow is the World Day of Prayer, but tomorrow is also Friday, so tomorrow we're going to be busy looking at our gospel for Sunday. So I thought today we'd prepare for the World Day of Prayer by just thinking a little bit and asking the question, what is prayer? I'm going to give you two answers. They're slightly different. The one is a poem. A poem by the English poet George Herbert. And I'm going to read it slowly. I'm going to read it to you once so you can just hear it. And then we'll go through it a second time. And then I'll give you the other. Prayer, the church's banquet, angel's age. God's breath in man returning to his birth. The soul in paraphrase. Heart in pilgrimage. The Christian plummet sounding heaven and earth. Engine against the Almighty, sinner's tower. Reversed thunder, Christ's side-piercing spear, the 6 days' world transposing in an hour, a kind of tune which all things hear and fear, softness and peace and joy and love and bliss, exalted manner, gladness of the best. Heaven in ordinary, man well dressed. The Milky Way, the bird of paradise. Church bells beyond the stars heard. The soul's blood, the land of spices. Something understood. So that is George Herbert's very famous poem entitled Prayer. And really, what it is a list of experiences, all of which describe in some way what prayer is, and none of which describe it fully. The other thing I thought I'd share with you is a definition given by a friend of mine who's a Jesuit, Father David Smilira, many years ago. And when he was asked, what is prayer? His answer has stayed with me all along. He said, prayer is whatever helps us to be more than ordinarily open to God. How's that as an answer? Prayer is what helps us to be more than ordinarily open to God. I quite like his answer. And I want to use his answer to help us look at the poem a bit. And then to maybe just think about, how do we experience prayer? One of the things I want to caution you against is that, for starters, there's not a right or a wrong way to pray. All the mystics agree on this, that there are many ways of praying. And one of the things we need to learn as we grow up is to discover what works for us. St. Ignatius, in his spiritual exercises, and he was a medieval saint, he said you should discover whether it is better to pray sitting or kneeling or lying down or walking or standing, or in what position should your hands be to help you best pray. And once you've discovered something that works, then stick with it until it doesn't work anymore. I like that. It gives a sense of freedom, doesn't it? That for one person, it might be very helpful to go and kneel somewhere quiet to pray. And for another person, going for a long walk might be the thing that's helpful. Let's go back to this poem of George Herbert's, which offers all these different kind of moments of looking into what he could be meaning. Prayer, the church's banquet. So what's a banquet, guys? It's a huge feast where there's lots to eat. So isn't that beautiful? The church's banquet, where the church goes to eat and be refreshed and be happy. Angel's age is his next image. Angel's age, the age of angels. All the time of angels is spent praying. Then his third image. God's breath in human beings, in man returning to his birth. God puts breath in us, returning us, to who we are, really born in Christ. The soul in paraphrase. So what's a paraphrase? It's kind of a way of summing everything up. So my soul in paraphrase is everything summed up, intensified. My heart in pilgrimage. I love that image. My heart in pilgrimage. It makes me think of that line out of the Vatican II document. We are always, we are pilgrim people, always journeying back to the heart of the Father. My heart is in pilgrimage to return to the heart of the Father. The Christian plummet sounding heaven and earth. That's the kind of the call of the Christian that links heaven and earth. Here he's talking about intercessory prayer, the engine against the Almighty, when we ask God and beg God for something. And the next line, the sinner's tower, where I can go and be safe, even though I am a fallen sinner. Reversed thunder. And then we see Christ, Christ's side-piercing spear, Christ who died for us, Christ's prayer for us. The 6 days world, transposing in an hour. So the working world, our whole busy life, suddenly brought down to just the hour of prayer. This one really appeals to me. A kind of tune which all things hear and fear. And I think here he means fear in the sense of having an awesomeness to it. A kind of tune which all things hear and fear. What could he mean by that? Surely he means something about that deep awareness we all have inside ourselves of Creator God, God who creates us and who calls to us, and which we have and which all creatures have. If we remember back to the first Sunday of Lent in the Gospel of Mark, do you remember in that Gospel we hear about Jesus going into the wilderness for 40 days and the wild animals came to him, were with him. And then we get these nice feeling words that prayer is softness and peace and joy and love and bliss. Exalted manna. So manna reminding us of the bread the Israelites ate in the desert, but also reminding us, exalted manna, reminding us of the Eucharist, the bread that becomes the body of Christ. Gladness of the best. Have you ever prayed and felt that gladness? Just a sense of gladness, of joy. Heaven in ordinary. I love that. That I look around at the ordinary things of my life and I suddenly realize this is where God meets me. Man, okay, he is a Victorian poet, so he's, everything's in the masculine. Man or woman, well dressed. When we're at our best. The Milky Way, the stars, the bird of paradise. Here he's reminding us that all of nature calls us to contemplate the Creator. It reminds us a bit of St. Augustine saying, everything in nature that is beautiful and changes speaks to us of the Creator who is beautiful and changeless. Church bells beyond the stars heard. Prayer, the soul's blood, the thing that really pumps our soul, keeps us alive. The land of spices, something rich and exotic, maybe, and something understood. There's that intellectual moment in prayer, something understood. So all of this to say that a lot of our experience might be prayer. The critical thing that makes something prayer is, does it lead us to think of God? That for me is always the key. I have this beautiful experience. Do I think of God in it? Do I thank God for it? Am I aware of God in it? If something leads us to think of God, to praise God, to cry to God, to share our brokenness and vulnerability with God, then it's prayer. Let's close our eyes now. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we ask that we might grow ever more aware of you every day in everything that we do, that our lives may be lives of prayer. Amen.